Thank you very much, Chairman. And thanks in particular to you and your panellists for generating and sustaining a very valuable discussion on the challenges presented by developing a definition to help guide our work. We see much merit in the proposal advanced in the Swiss paper on developing a working definition without prejudice to future restrictions or prohibitions on weapons use, and which has also been welcomed by a number of other delegations. My delegation has noted a range of overlapping nuances and assumptions made by states during interventions throughout this process. For example, some delegations have stated that lethal autonomous weapon systems do not exist at present. And others say that fully autonomous weapon systems do not exist and may even never exist. This flexible terminology has been helpful in allowing states to engage in the process from their own perspective. But if we are to move on to more substantive discussions, we will need an agreed basis for that work. In that regard, Mr. Chairman, we have found the Swiss paper particularly relevant. As this is a weapons-specific convention, it would be appropriate to start with a working definition of autonomous weapon systems, and that then could be a basis for addressing lethal autonomous weapon systems or fully autonomous weapon systems or other subsets of the overall universe of autonomous weapon systems. We also recognise that the concepts of automation and automatic functioning have also been used frequently in our discussions. I would like to ask the panel to clarify how they would differentiate between automatic, automated, and autonomous, and if indeed such differentiation is necessary. Also, we would like to hear their views on whether they see a clear line between non-autonomous and autonomous, or whether they see a continuum of different levels of autonomy from non-autonomous to fully autonomous.